Welcome to the Art Box, recorded in our beautiful Mesquite, Nevada, and sponsored by the Virgin Valley Artists Association. Our association provides creative opportunities for all ages. Get creative with us at the Mesquite Fine Arts Center, 15 West Mesquite Boulevard, or find us online at mesquitefineartscenter.com or on Facebook, The Art Box.
Visiting us today at the Art Box in the Do It Best Hardware Media Room at the Mesquite Steam Center is Karen Miskivens, and Karen is the chair of the Mesquite Public Arts Commission. And let's talk about what is the Mesquite Public Arts Commission.
So several years back, 2018-19, George Gott was on the city council, and he's lived in a lot of communities that had art as a forefront in decorating the downtown areas in these towns. And he fell in love with one piece, I do remember. And he said every time he saw it, you know, it really inspired him. So as a city council person, he brought it forward to establish a public arts commission for the city of Mesquite. We really didn't have a downtown for him to rationalize this in. But needless to say, it was formed. The city funded it with $5,000. Each city council person then appointed people to be on this commission. Purpose was for us to help bring forth art within the community, because it makes it a better community, to educate people about art and bring things forward that way, but also to make Mesquite a more livable place. And art does that for a lot of people. And art not just meaning art that hangs on a wall, a painting, but art can be statues, art can be three-dimensional, art can be in a theater, art can be music. So it's a conglomeration of all of that.
And even what we talked about today, one of the prime pieces of our art district will be a pollinator garden.
Yes.
You know, so even living plants and animals, insects can be part.
And how many artists can go there and sit and draw or paint from that? Plus also how much art can we put into that pollinator garden to enhance somebody's experience in that garden?
Yes.
And as you were talking about it today, I came up with another idea for there.
Okay.
So anyway.
I'm all about this pollinator.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But just that it's an anchor. It's the anchor. It's the southernmost portion of our arts district.
Right. Exactly. And that's what we want, is we need to let more people know about that walking path, let more people know about what's out there. And if we put things there for them to go see, then they're going to have a better experience with that walking, biking path. And they're going to see a lot of stuff as they go along that they didn't even know was there.
Yeah, you might surprise them. Because I think one of our opportunities here is that Mesquite is a youth sports mecca.
Mm-hmm.
When you bring the family here for a weekend, I envision that they'll take a walk down our art walk there.
Yeah, you can only watch. So the kids are only going to be playing for that two-hour game. But then what are you going to do with them for the next 4 hours before they have to play their next game? You know, it's nice to have things for the family to do together or the kids to do together. The city's done a really good job of building our parks up and having those opportunities. But now we're trying to pull all that together with the arts and the history that go along with Mesquite. Our purpose as the Art Commission is to try and place art along the way and have different experiences there. Meanwhile, the city has the new hydration systems. They have exercise equipment along the walking path. There's a lot to see and do along that walking path, which takes you through the historic district and then forward and on down toward the Virgin River.
Yeah, and by our new fire department, which is going to be nice looking.
Yes.
You know, there's the rec center. There's the libraries that are on the way.
Right.
We have a lot to offer.
We do. And there's a lot for people to do, even though they think it's Mesquite and we're all old people. We're not all old people. You know, there are a lot of families here and we have a lot of families come to town. It's important for us to keep that going and to keep Mesquite healthy, you know, and that's part of it.
And one of the things you and I have talked about is to get the younger people involved, because there's a lot of families. And I can speak, you know, I've worked at Shriek Rica the last 2 years or volunteered. The families, the kids are all so nice and polite. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. And the families are there having a good time. I love it.
Well, that's one of the things about Mesquite that, if you notice, I don't think we have any gangs. We don't have the kids going out and getting in that kind of trouble. There's a lot out there. And yeah, the families are really good. I do other things with the kids too. And I know we have programs through the Virgin Valley Artists Association for the kids in the summer. And then like one Saturday a month, Get Smart with Art for the kids. I do know of a couple classes starting up for kids in the pottery studio. Somebody was doing another project over there.
Well, the Get Smart with Art, I think this month they're going to do the Saxton Cats for the Women's History and Culture Center.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I think they've got 20 bare-bone Saxons there for the kids to decorate. And I'd like to go there and watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fun. It's fun to watch the kids and watch their imaginations grow. It's one of those subjects that used to be in school all the time when we went to school. Didn't you have to take art class? You had to take PE. You had to take art. You had to take music. And the schools with budget cuts and everything, that's kind of been cut out. So it's good when you have a town that offers those opportunities back to the kids. Even the theater in the summertime, they have the children's theater group and they do that one production. I think they have the kids for about 2 weeks.
But the kids come in and they do an entire play in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
From start to finish. And learning their lines, learning what they have to sing, and building the set.
I know.
And then as soon as that struck down, then the next 2 weeks starts.
Right.
And I think they've got two planned this summer.
Cool.
As well. I'm amazed.
I can't believe that they can do that. But also the volunteerism in this town from the people who did that in their past life, you know, so to speak, before we retired, are so willing to help.
You retired? Oh, yes. You're so lucky. Oh, no, I guess I'm retired too.
That's why we can do these things, yes, right? Yes. And that's what's good about Mesquite. I mean, there's a lot of sharing of knowledge. A lot of the people who did do things like did do set design or did direct or did act or did paint or did draw or did pottery. Everybody's willing to share their information and they like it.
And I think we're just scratching the surface. There's more people. I'm blown away by people. Oh, I didn't know there was an art gallery.
I know.
You know. So if they didn't know there was an art gallery, they didn't know there was the History Museum, the Heritage Museum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot here and people come and then they're hooked.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, there's nothing to do in Mesquite for young people. Well, there are things to do. It's not all sports oriented, you know, and I know people think that everything is sports oriented, but it's not all sports.
Yeah. And, you know, we're sitting in the STEAM Center right now, which, mm-hmm. you know, we've got a lot of kids taking the opportunity to use what's free here.
It's free and it's a great resource and they're learning new things that they would never be exposed to. You have kids right here in this little room doing broadcasts, right? Would they have ever had the chance to sit in a radio studio, you know, or be able to do those kind
of
things?
Not in Mesquite.
No, but they can here because of the STEAM Center. There's a lot of things they can do here, a lot of things they can learn.
Yeah, we have a 15-year-old who has her own podcast here, and she does art for the STEAM Center, and cool. That's Sasha Green.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
and she's very good at it.
That's where they start. They've got to have a mentor somewhere along the line.
So back to MPAC, okay. I was surprised because I thought you guys had a $2 million budget.
We have no budget.
And I was, Karen, what is this? Okay, let's build all these statues. And yeah. What? How come?
Yeah, how come? Because when it was formed, that's the way the city council designed it, that they would give us the initial money. And after that, we were charged with fundraising. We were charged with going out and getting donors. Charged with having our own events. We had to get through some obstacles on being able to hold events, and we've got all that worked out now. It's been a learning process for the last couple of years, but I think we're finally at that point now. Going forward, we're going to set a couple projects in place, and we're going to work on that project. You can't write a grant without a project. Can't ask a donor for money without a project or a plan. So that's our next step now, is we have First Fridays, which we're going to start up in the fall. She'll be more of an arts event, arts and multi-arts, meaning we probably will have music. We will have art vendors. We will have artists out there. We're going to do it in conjunction with the art gallery, food trucks, and make it a fun 4 hours for a family to come on a Friday night, something to do. From there, there's a lot of other ideas we've thrown around. The new fire hall would like to have a statue of a fireman out front, maybe a fireman and his dog, or a fireman holding, you know, with a child or whatever. This is one of the chief's ideas. And so going forward, there's going to be a fundraising push to help him procure some kind of statue. This is something that we'll be working with him on. There's a couple other ideas we bounced around today, but we're going to take one right now at a time. And that first Friday is the first step to get our name out there. We'll start by going to Mesquite Days and having a booth and letting people know we're here.
Yeah, so drop by Mesquite Days on Wednesday, May 1st. Mm-hmm. And the Mesquite Public Arts Commission booth will be right next door to the STEAM Center booth.
Exactly.
Okay. Kids can stop by and draw and chalk on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe for the STEAM Center, I'll give a plug here to Nikki. She's going to have slime. Don't ask me about slime, but Nikki says it goes over big.
It. You don't know about slime?
I don't know much about slime.
Nickelodeon.
Well, I know the Nickelodeon where they would dump it on people's heads. But I don't think it's going to be that.
Okay. No, you can do a lot of things with slime, I'm sure. She will find stuff. It's kind of like the old Play-Doh. Back when we grew up, we had Play-Doh. Other than that, a few other ideas that we've really thrown around that we really want to work on is doing a mural on a wall in Mesquite. One business has already offered their wall for us, that be Reliance Connects. Their one wall of their building faces towards the art gallery and the new buildings that are going in. And it'll be very visible from Yucca Street. So that's another one that is in our planning process. But I think First Friday is going to be the first step of getting our name out there so that we can get help getting donations to do this mural, since we're going to have to raise the funds for that. If anybody has any ideas or would like to see us do something, please feel free to come to one of our meetings. We have public comment twice during the meeting. We are the third Monday of every month at 10 a.m. at City Hall and City Council Chambers. Also, when we are at Mesquite Days, we are going to have a little pamphlet and a little comment card. So we would like to see anybody's comments put on there and things you would like to see done.
We do have an email address, MPAC. So it's MPAC at mesquitenv.gov.
Correct. And that goes basically to City Hall and whoever our liaison there is at the time. Right now it's Julie Goodsell, our city clerk. They will make sure that we get that information back to us. Or you can call City Hall and talk to Julie. And Julie will get that information back to us.
Or if you see any of us at Smith's.
That's right. At Smith's. Or Walmart, whatever.
Walmart. There's a lot of creativity that happens between two people in Smith's. Yeah.
So on the commission, we have myself, Karen Miskimmons. Sue Barr is our vice chair. George Galt, who was the city councilman, who's got it started, is also a commissioner now. He's no longer a city councilman. We have Judy Cole White and Steve Dudrow. Who I'm sitting here talking to. And Bonnie Petros is our other member. Our newest member is Bob Craig. So that makes seven of us. Anyway, it's a fun group. We would like to start getting some input from the community. And I think us getting ourselves out there is going to be instrumental in starting to get some feedback as to what people would like to see. We will be in attendance at the Uncorked event at the Eureka coming up in May. That event, the Eureka, Jerry Chasko is in charge of fundraising that goes on. Also, the community giving that the Eureka does. And the Eureka has been so gracious to do everything they can in this community. I mean, it's just amazing all the stuff that they do that a lot of people don't even know about. But she has offered to have this Uncorked, which is a wine tasting benefit coming statue that's coming up with the fire hall that the chief would like to see in the plan. So that'll be our first start on that, on the fundraising event for the statue.
Yeah, and they do also a lot for the youth. The Mesquite Reads is from the Eureka Foundation.
Okay. The challenge in Mesquite is we don't have a downtown. So how do you do these things? You know, I know all these other towns are good examples of what they've done, but we're in a unique situation. So we're making our own, you know, kind of. We got the arts district going, so
yes,
at least that's something. That's a start. You know, we'll never have that retail aspect of a quote-unquote what people believe to be a downtown. I know the building that's going in across the street from City Hall, he's going to have retail down below all of that.
And I heard a amphitheater.
Yes, in the center, somewhere in front.
To seat 200.
And that would be nice, so we could have events. There could be musical events there.
Yeah. Although one of the places I think is underutilized, and I love it, I know not everybody else feels the same, is at the art gallery.
Oh,
the amphitheater.
Yeah.
I like the amphitheater.
Yeah. that little pavilion area out there. Oh, that is so. And have you ever been? You've been to concerts there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean,
I've been Paul and Linda playing down there, and I've seen the kids from the theater. Mm-hmm. Do some demos down there.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's not so easy to access for, you know, handicapped people or anything like that, but they can sit up top.
They can sit up top.
Right. The acoustics in it are pretty cool because it bounces off the roof and comes right back down at you. I really like that little venue there. It's nice. Those of us who moved here to go to a small town, it didn't bother us. But then I came from a town much smaller than this, a town of 3,000, and this was a big town for me. But I was born and bred in Chicago and Philadelphia, so I'm used to the city. So it's been fine for me out west. It's been, you know, very quiet. But it's nice to have that downtown area so that you have an identity. Mesquite didn't have that. And I'm not sure that some people that come here really want it to grow. But if you're not growing, then you're dying. So we need to keep our growth going. And the more people that we get, the more talent we have coming in. I mean, there's some really talented artists in this community.
There is.
And if anybody's been to the symphony and just listens to the people that are your neighbor up there playing that violin that way, I was just like, oh, my God, I didn't know that about that person.
When we went to the symphony, I assumed everybody came from Las Vegas.
Yeah.
No, they're from here.
Yeah. They're all here. And our director used to be from here. You know, it was like, I think the current director lives here too.
I'm not sure.
But
they're playing in a couple of weeks here.
Yeah, they'll be back. And it's nice to have that coming back again too, because we lost that for a little while.
Well, Karen, I guess in wrapping up here, we feel that Mesquite has a lot of there's a lot of creative people here.
Yes.
And I think MPAC has, I'm really happy to join you and the others, and I think with your leadership and Sue's leadership that we can go far and we can get a lot done.
Thank you.
So
we're glad to have
people like
you.
I don't think it'll be tomorrow.
No.
But I think you're a person. I don't think you're a person like me that wants to get it done tomorrow.
But we want to get it done and we want the plan started now.
Yes.
I mean, that's the main focus, is that we've got to have the plan and we have to start it now. And come this fall, there'll be a First Friday coming to you.
Yeah, I'm so excited about First Fridays.
I am too.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be really cool. I think it's going to be nice. The more we talk about it, the more people we can get excited about it.
We can go in the art gallery, look at all the art, listen to some music, maybe have a sip of wine, and then we can walk on Yucca Street, which is going to be closed, stop at the food truck, get a corn dog.
We can have vendors out there, too. We can have artists out there that are not members of the art gallery or members of the art gallery who want to do a full display of their artwork. Because some of these people on a regular basis do art shows, and that would be really nice to have that out there, too. So
the showgirls will be there. The Mesquite Women's Center will be an open house. That's the nice thing. I think everybody who's up there in the Jimmy Hughes Center, it'll basically be an open house.
Yes. So
the Cancer Help Society.
Mm-hmm.
The theater. I'm excited for the theater. I know Mitzi has 1,000 ideas of continuous plays and little skits going on inside.
That would be so cool. Yeah. That would be really cool. And, you know, if we use the pavilion that's there at the Art Center, you know, we can have music there and maybe set up a stage out by the street for the performing arts. Maybe it can be ongoing snippets from different plays. That would be nice. Also, maybe a few members from the orchestra want to come and play for a little while, too.
All right, Karen, thank you very much for coming today.
Thank you, Steve,
thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
And we look forward to some pretty neat things in the coming years for Mesquite, art-wise.
Art-wise, yes.
Which will drive everything else.
Yes.
Broadcasting from the Mesquite Works Steam Center in the scenic Mojave Desert, the Art Box sponsors thank you for listening. You can find us on Spotify and Amazon Music. Please subscribe so you don't miss an episode. We welcome all comments. You can email us at artboxvv@gmail.com. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of its hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the Virgin Valley Artists Association.